Vic 92, East Coast Radio.
Vic 92 hanging out with you till 4 o'clock on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. How you doing? And now I have story time with Michael and Keisha Rovner. This story got me in stitches. Michael and Keisha have been married just over 5 years. But Michael didn't know that Keisha is actually a talented cook. He says that she came into this relationship with zero kitchen appliances. No pots, no pans, not even a knife. Cookbooks, nothing. And before quarantine, because we've all had to like be at home and cook a million meals a day, he had never, ever seen her toast a piece of bread. And she says the main reason she married him was because he was a great cook. Score. I stan a queen who knows what she wants. She said that she used to work really long hours before the lockdown. She'd get home like at 8 o'clock at night. And it wasn't that she didn't want to cook. She just didn't want to participate. So she was like, have at it, dude. And then he says he's been slaving away in the kitchen every single day for the last 5 years, while she just sat on the couch looking at her phone. And there'd be many times even when she would beg him to make her a snack, because her excuse was, oh, you know, I'm useless in the kitchen. Oh, feed me, I'm hungry. And then what happened was quarantine, and she really felt like having a mac and cheese, and nobody could make this mac and cheese. Cue Nigella. Keisha whipped up a mac and cheese from scratch. And it's so funny because then he goes on to tell us, Michael, how the signs were always there. You know, it wasn't like it was kind of like this big secret, because they would go out for dinner and he always had dinner's remorse because she always ordered the nicer food. She knew combinations. She just knew things about food and what ingredients would work. Even when he was cooking, she would suggest something, you know, so it was always there. It's not like she really hid it, but she chose not to tell him because she was like, have at it, dude. I don't want to participate in this kitchen thing. And it also got to a point where he just ended up ordering whatever she ordered at the restaurant because she was just really good at food. But turns out that Keisha is a brilliant cook. She can make anything from scratch. So she kept this talent hidden from him for 5 years. I mean, I don't know how I'd feel about this, because she wasn't exactly lying. And like I say, I stand a focused queen. I read a survey that says you keep about 13 secrets about yourself in your lifetime and you tell no one. I know this. But it takes a lot of like inward inspection to like look, introspect. What secrets do I have? 13. I can think of one at the top of my head. And I'm messy. I know this. I'm working on myself. I'm a changed person. I once hooked up with my best friend's ex, but this was many years ago. And this friend doesn't know about it. That's my secret. So we thought today, inspired by Keisha, 0617929495. What's a secret that you're willing to share? Come on, you've got 13 according to the survey. There must be one that you've been keeping away from someone. And we want to hear all about it.
Hi, Vic. It's Samantha. One of my secrets that I have is that I started smoking at the age of 13 years. My mom up to now doesn't even know that I was smoking. I started smoking when I was 13. So yeah, that's one of the secrets I'll take to my grave.
Literally. Hey, Vic from Nosipo. My secret is that I'm a very good singer and dancer. And Nosipo also gave us a taste.
Every little thing that I do, I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
How is it in Idols? You go where? To like Sun City? Yes, you get a golden ticket. A survey says that we have about 13 secrets about ourselves that we keep hidden. Nobody knows. I mean, what's giving away one secret?
Hey Vic, secret time, hey? I would love for you to keep me anonymous with this one, because it's going to break a lot of relationships that I have with my friends. But similar to you, I have also hooked up with my best friend's ex.
You nasty.
Not only did we hook up, but we went on to date for 2 entire years. And the thing that broke that relationship was, you know, the posting of each other, wanting to post each other on social media. I could not post him, and I did not want them to post me, because, you know, it was a secret, and that's the secret I am taking to the grave. And I'm just crossing my fingers that none of my best friends are listening, because they'll obviously recognize my voice. But
that is terrible.
That's the secret.
Well, I mean, it's cathartic, right? You feel like a release now. You can let that off your chest.
Hi, Vic. No secrets whatsoever. I don't do secrets. I don't believe in secrets. Secrets is no good.
Well, Katrine, the survey says 13 secrets. You better start thinking. Good afternoon, Anonymous. Is Anonymous there? Hang on. Anonymous.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Anonymous.
Okay, sure.
Tell us, what's your secret?
My secret is I can cook up a storm. I can really cook. But I'm not going to tell anyone, because as long as there's someone around, then why should I cook?
Let them have at it. Anonymous? You don't cook at all?
I don't cook. No, I'll make a sandwich or something like that, something small, but no, I don't cook.
So you're just coasting by, and who cooks for you?
Oh, I taught my kids from they were small, and yeah, clever, no?
That is so clever. And, like, what's your favorite, like, something that you can really cook well?
Like a Sunday afternoon, like a lunch, like burekos, you know?
Yeah. Anonymous, so. When your kids find out, they are going to be angry, I'm sure.
No, they'll be appreciated, because they
life
can
skills.
Actually do it.
All right, Anonymous, thank you for sharing your story with us.
All right, sure. Okay, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.